Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It's 6:38 almost. Every Friday at this time, we check in with the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes, and we have restaurant news and more. Lieutenant, I'm worried about you guys. How you doing? This is a tough time for everybody, especially folks like you.
Yeah, well, not as much me as there's a lot of other, I mean, up here on the northwest side, and especially on midnights, everybody seems to be abiding by the rules pretty well. We only had a couple parties over the weekend, but, there's still, the west side and the south side, there's still shootings going on, and there's still people answering a lot of calls. I'm actually amazed that we haven't had more domestics. I would have expected a lot more domestics, even up here, than we've gotten. So I think people are so far good feelings, or what do you call it? Patience is reigning, at least on the northwest side. So I hope that'll continue.
Yeah, hope so. Officer Haynes, Lieutenant Haynes is out of Jefferson Park. And I have to ask you before we get into restaurant reviews and food talk, did you know Officer DeFranco, Lieutenant?
A little bit, yeah. He worked out of the building a lot, sometimes anyway, but not very well. I have my partner is actually very close to his family, so they knew each other pretty well. There's a lot of guys at the station knew him. He's got a huge family, a ton of cousins. And so a lot of people would have known him or one of his relatives, and it's a sad day.
It is. And what did I hear? Something like 150 awards over the years? Wow.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well,
150 awards. And he worked in narcotics, which is, sort of like the cream of the crop. You know, when I was a kid growing up and being a narc was considered a bad thing. But, now when I became a policeman, it's like that's one of the coolest jobs on a department. People say I look like Santa Claus now. If I was in narcotics, I'd have a really long beard and live out my biker lifestyle.
Yeah, you never had
a chance.
You look like Serpico. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to some good news. And this is really something cool. What Kazuki Ramen is doing? Tell us about this.
Actually, that's not one of my stories. That must be one of your stories.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. All right. Well, let me lead off with the owner there, Kevin. He's got restaurants in Seattle, but also in Chicago, in Lincoln Park. He served more than 700 kids in the last few weeks, free lunches, and now he's going to continue with that. He's over at 1538 North Clyburn and also 1482 North Milwaukee. Free lunches for kids 18 and under weekdays between 11 and 2. You can pick them up. It's a great community project. He's also feeding healthcare workers, giving out bento lunches each week, sponsoring a different hospital. For $10, anyone can go to his site, buy a lunch, and it's going to be dropped off in one delivery. In 24 hours, they raised enough money for 124 bento boxes, and they're making their first deliveries to the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System. They're accepting donations.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. If you want to find out more about this and donate, go to wp.mobilebites.com, wp.mobile bytes.com. We'll post that up at our site too, at wgnradio.com on our show. All right, what do you got for us, Lieutenant?
Well, do you want to stick with news, or you want to go to one of the reviews? I did because I had one of the things that I like doing when I come down there is bringing something real sweet. Not so much to you as to your staff, because you don't care about that.
Well, but, I care, but I don't want to get in trouble with my wife. She always finds out. But yeah, give us a quick food recommendation, something we can take out, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll go to some news.
I wanted to bring down a couple weeks ago. We had some great donuts from the northwest side, so I wanted to get a south side competition. And old fashioned donuts down at 112 48 South Michigan has been down there for a million years. I'm not sure how long, but they are. Remember Alec Reddy's on the north side. They are on the south side where Alec Reddy's is, and I wanted to bring their donuts in to compete and see which the north side, south side, which has better donuts, especially. It's supposed to be the first week of the baseball season, but we weren't able to do it. But so 112 48 South Michigan, and they make their donuts fresh. There's a guy who's been there. The last time I talked to him, he was 88 years old. I'm sure he's not working. I hope he's not working now, but he's been working every day for like 50 years. And they have a really cool setup. It looks like one of those old what we used to call dime stores when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the front windows are where the donut fryers are. So as you walk into the store, you actually see him making the donuts. Even you can stand outside on the sidewalk and see him making the donuts.
I love that. Yeah. I didn't know you could see that anywhere anymore.
Yeah, and those donuts have the same kind of sort of crispiness on the outside and warm softness on the inside, and they're great old-fashioned donuts. And so I wanted, the next time I'll bring them in the next time down there so we can compare them to the north side and see which one's better, because that was going to be my whole baseball theme, north side versus south side, because this is supposed to be the first week of the baseball season.
Yes, I know. You have to postpone that for a while.
The only good thing. I'm sorry. I was going to say the only good thing we could say is the Cubs have not lost a game yet this season.
Smoking like a true.
And the White Sox haven't won a game.
Oh yeah, so you're going to start trouble, Lieutenant David Haynes, with restaurant news and a review coming up in a moment here. By the way, Old Fashioned Donuts is at 11248 South Michigan Avenue, so they are open. You can go by there and get some to go. Right.
Right. Yeah, they're still open. I call them to still open in regular hours, and. And you can still pick up donuts there. Probably just make sure you keep your distance from everybody. They're probably limiting the number of people that can get in there, so you might have to line up outside. But.
I don't know if I can wait for you to bring us more baked goods like you usually do. I think maybe next week I'll just call 911, and you'll have to show up in the studio. Even though we have a rule now, all guests must be on the phone. It's our regular Friday visit with the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. By the way, Lieutenant, I did my part yesterday. I was out jogging, and I ran past a shopping center, which was virtually empty, and there was like one car in the parking lot, and it was a squad car. So I ran by the car. The officer had the windows open because it was nice out, and I just pointed to the cop in there, and I said, "Thank you." So I'm doing my part, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Everybody appreciates it, too, when you stop and say something. It is much appreciated.
All right. Well, you know what? We appreciate you guys. All right. Well, even though you're working the northwest side, or as you would say, the northwest side, you're focusing on the south side this morning, aren't you?
Yes, I was. I had to go down to headquarters earlier, so I had a couple places to check out, and one of them was Lem's Barbecue at 311 East 75th Street, and recommended by Officer Jory Everett, who works in 16, but I don't know how he knows about this, but I think his mom lives on it. And he's actually been nominated for a Superintendent's Award of Excellence for managing to subdue a guy with a knife without injuring him.
Hmm.
And we're just waiting for a superintendent to approve it, which I'm pretty sure is going to happen because the guy who wrote up the award is a brilliant writer. So.
Sounds like he deserves it. He deserves the award. Yeah,
he does. And the new superintendent should watch the video attaches because it's both funny and in a textbook way of disarming somebody without injuring them. And so we can use it for training.
Well, good for Officer Everett.
And so this place, Lem's, at 311 East 75th Street, is a takeout only place. It's set up that way. There's no dine-in anyway. And I asked the guy, this is probably helping out their business because the business model was already designed. You walk in, the glass protects the people. There's glass between the customers and the people in the back. And you order your food. They put it out to you to a slot because it's 311 East 75th Street. It's not the best neighborhood in the world, but it was during the day. It's pretty safe, and right now when there's nobody on the streets, it's very safe. But the smoker takes up half the kitchen. You can see everything that's going on in the kitchen. They have a smoker that they're putting wood in while you're ordering, and it's going nonstop throughout the day. And they have ribs, rib tips. They have fried chicken and hot links, which are their hot sausages. If you've never tried them, I don't know. You might not like them. It's an acquired taste, I think. Anyway,
well, that sounds,
but the ribs were phenomenal.
It sounds like the real deal. Lem's Barbecue, 311 East 75th Street. And as I mentioned earlier, even if you live north these days with the light traffic, you can get down there in pretty quick time. So
it's right off the expressway. It's only about 3 blocks off the Bishop Ford.
All right, Lem's Barbecue. Sounds like a definitely authentic place. What's on your food news list today?
Well, can I do the thank yous first? Because since you mentioned how nice it is to say something to the police officers, one of the things that I had mentioned in weeks past is that people are sending food over to the station. And since I was doing Southside districts, one of those was in 5 and one of them was in 6. I called the commanders down there and asked them, has anybody been sending food to your station that you want to thank? And so would it be all right to talk about that right now?
No, for sure. Go ahead.
All right. So the 5th district, I talked to Commander Glenn White, and he said that Lexington Betty's Smokehouse delivered food. And Lexington Betty's is at the 111 Food Hall, 756 East 111th Street. And they sent over andouille sausage, barbecue chicken, and pulled pork. And Commander White said that it was the food was excellent, and they were very appreciative of it. And in addition to the South Side, they also have a place out at 6954 West North Avenue, which I have never heard of Lexington Betty's Smokehouse, and I'm definitely going to try it because of this. So
yeah, for sure. Lexington's Betty's Smokehouse. Good for them.
Yeah. And in the 6th District, which is where Lem's was, Josephine Southern Cooking sent over food to the 6th District. Josephine's is a Chatham fixture. They've been at 436 East 79th Street. And on their website, they say Aretha Franklin used to visit there whenever she was in town. So they're known throughout the land. And they're known for their chicken and waffles, which I don't know when that became a thing. But I have, the last few years, especially at the St. Jude's Parade, I've gone out with some friends of mine on the South Side and gone out and got chicken and waffles, which, so like I said, I don't know when it started, but it's really good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know why.
I'm sure Josephine's does it right on East 79.
Yes. And so Commander Rahman Muhammad wanted to say thank you when I reached out to him. So.
And I know, you wanted to thank the alderman over in your area, right?
Yeah, Alderman Nick Sposato, who's been sending, he sent food and water over, and he did something that really made me want to thank him. He specifically sent it over for the Midnight Watch. People tend to forget about the guys that are working overnights. And when I say people, I'm not talking about civilians on the street. I'm talking about the guys that work afternoons tend to forget that there's somebody there after them, so they eat all the food before we get it.
Yeah.
So Alderman Sposato sent over a bunch of stuff with a big note on it that said, "This is for Midnight guys," and I wanted to say thank you for that because that was real nice of him.
We like hearing about those things. All right, well, I have about 2 minutes here. Give us a couple of your favorite food news stories of the week, Lieutenant.
All right, one of the things I saw that was great is a lot of kids are home right now, and Justice of the Pies. Which is I don't know what they normally do cooking classes down on the west side. I can't remember the exact address. But right now they're doing online cooking classes at on Instagram, and it's at Justice of the Pies, and they're doing a cooking class where they'll take kids through how to make different things and teach them how to cook. And I thought that was a really fun thing to do for kids who are stuck at home.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about doing. I'm going to do some tutorials too, because you know these teenagers that are home, they've forgotten certain tasks. So I'm going to do a tutorial on, like, you know, how to put milk back in the fridge and how to fill the dog water bowl. I'm going to do little tutorials for my website. So.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Justice of the Pies for the cooking classes, and then I know you like this tamale guy. That's the name of the place, yeah. Right? The tamale guy.
It's the tamale guy. This is a guy, and there's a few of these around the city. This is one that does tamales. This is one of the steaks up here I've seen. But normally what happens is you're out at a bar at 2 in the morning, and the tamale guy walks in with a cooler full of hot tamales, and just all he does is call, anyone want tamales? Tamales? And you can buy tamales from him. And I've actually seen this guy down in Wicker Park and bought tamales from him, and they were great tamales. And he's delivering to your home. Now, the thing is, you have to find him. He's not broadcasting his phone number out to everybody. You have to go on social media and look, you know, look around. The kids will be able to do this. Look around for social media for a tamale guy. And if he's in your area, he'll deliver piping hot, really good tamales right then.
I love it. All right. Good suggestions from Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Oh, well, you know, I also wanted to mention, Lieutenant, Fred Rosati passed away. He was the patriarch of Rosati's Pizza. And he was 102. And I was thinking about this because yesterday we mentioned that Sam Bat died. He had a famous Southside restaurant, Bats, for years. And Sam was 99. So Sam died of natural causes at the age of 99. He spent his life in delicatessens, eating corned beef and food like that. And then Fred Rosati, who, of course, ate a lot of pizza, he made it to 102. What does that tell you, Lieutenant?
And I heard he crashed his Harley. That's how he died. It tells you you can. Genes tells. It doesn't matter what you do. Live well, and you'll be fine. That's all you have to worry about.
That's why I'm getting a couple of hot dogs for lunch. All right, we'll talk to you next Friday, Lieutenant. Take care.
All right, talk to you.
Hey, let's be careful out here.